The big nurse's key hits the lock, and the black boy is up to her as soon as she's in the door, shifting from foot to foot like a kid asking to pee. I'm close enough I hear McMurphy's name come into his conversation a couple of times, so I know he's telling her about McMurphy brushing his teeth, completely forgetting to tell her about the old vegetable who died during the night. Waving his arms and trying to tell her what that fool redhead's been up to already so early in the morning, disrupting things, going contrary to ward policy, can't she do something? She glares at the black boy till he stops fidgeting, then looks up the hall to where McMurphy's singing is booming out of the latrine door louder than ever.
Oh, your parents don't like me. They say I'm too poor. They say I'm not worthy to enter your door.
Her face is puzzled at first. Like the rest of us, it's been so long since she's heard singing, it takes her a second to recognize what it is.
Hard living's my pleasure, my money's my own, and them that don't like me can leave me alone.
She listens a minute more to make sure she isn't hearing things. Then she goes to puffing up. Her nostrils flare open, and every breath she draws, she gets bigger, as big and tough-looking as I've seen her get over a patient since Tabor was here. She works the hinges on her elbows and fingers. I hear a small squeak. She starts moving, and I get back against the wall, and when she rumbles past, she's already big as a truck, trailing that wicker bag behind in her exhaust like a semi behind a Jimmy Diesel. Her lips are parted, and her smile's going out before her like a radiator grill. I can smell the hot oil and magneto spark when she goes past, and every step hits the floor, she blows up a size bigger, blowing and puffing, roll down anything in her path. I'm scared to think what she'll do. Then, just as she's rolling along at her biggest and meanest, McMurphy steps out of the latrine door right in front of her, holding that towel around his hips. Stops her dead. She shrinks to about head high to where that towel covers him, and he's grinning down on her. Her own grin is giving way, sagging at the edges.
Good morning, Miss Ratched. How's things on the outside? You can't run around here in a towel. No?
He looks down at the part of the towel she's eye to eye with, and it's wet and skin tight.
Towels against ward policy, too? Well, I guess there's nothing to do except... Stop! Don't you dare! You get back in that dorm and get your clothes on this instant!
She sounds like a teacher bawling out a student, so McMurphy hangs his head like a student and says in a voice sounds like he's about to cry,
I can't do that, ma'am. I'm afraid some thief in the night boosted my clothes whilst I slept. I sleep awful sound on the mattresses you have here.
Somebody boosted?
Pinched, jobbed, swiped, stole, he says happily. You know, man, like somebody boosted my threads.